Sure, come on in.
When Road Less Traveled Productions offered an interview of Buffalo-born actor Sean Cullen, we didn't pass. They provided transportation, a ride in the back seat of artistic director Scott Barron's late model Pontiac, jammed next to his daughter Ruby's car seat.
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, Sean. How are you?
Hey,
Jay Moran.
Jay, pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Good to see you, Scott.
Yes.
Thanks for the...
Sean Cullen rode shotgun to 40 years ago in the neighborhood of his youth in South Buffalo.
Maybe we'll go the back way to West Seneca and then come back down Abbott Road and...
A graduate of St. Martin's and Tymon High School, he recalled many of the familiar sights.
Just pointing the chaise, Seneca, because, well, they've redone it, and I might have seen, I know I saw Sound of Music.
Cramming into a compact car isn't all that comfortable, but it was made bearable by some easy back-and-forth conversation.
So I went to St. Mary's of the Lake.
We played St. Mary's of the Lake in the 1973 Catholic Diocese Baseball Championship in Delaware. A guy named Bruce Sage was the pitcher.
You got it. Absolutely got it.
A ball game from almost 50 years ago, especially a loss. It's a memory you'd think would have been replaced by the many items on Sean Cullen's long resume. Movies with the likes of Alec Baldwin and Leonardo DiCaprio. Playing 1,000 shows of South Pacific at Lincoln Center.
There used to be a twin fair down there back in the day. There's Red Hots here somewhere.
Road Less Traveled Productions' 2020 American Theater Master, Sean Cullen, will co-star in Annie Baker's The Antipodes, January 16th through February 9th. First, this Sunday, he'll sit down for an extended conversation with Peter Palmisano. It's free and open to the public, and the event starts at 1. More than just a ride down memory lane, Sean Cullen took us through a variety of stories, from time in high school musicals, to a wild Southern California ride to gain a part in an Al Pacino movie, to a look at his family home, an example of a familiar middle-class miracle where four kids and two adults somehow lived in a ranch house made for three, or maybe four.
There's also like everybody's got, I don't know if there's a Buffalo sense of humor, but, or sensibility and sense of humor, but.
Whether he's talking like, about practicing lines with George Clooney, or recalling college year productions at St. Bonaventure, or his father's life as a Hopkins Street teamster, Sean Cullen speaks with a clear memory, colored with loving detail and affection for the subject, whether it's from Broadway, Hollywood, or Seneca Street. It's a helpful skill, it would seem, for an actor who has explored so many, many characters throughout an accomplished career.
My father played softball there at that softball diamond, and, you know, that was Diamond 1 over there, and that corner is Diamond 2 over here. We played varsity baseball on Diamond 1 and JV, Junior Varsity.
After reviewing his resume and sifting through his memory, it's obvious why Road Less Traveled Productions named Buffalo's Sean Cullen their 2020 American Theater Master. Get to know him for yourself better this Sunday at 1 when he sits down to discuss his career with Peter Palmisano. Or you can witness his craft when he co-stars in The Antipodes, January 16th through February 9th at Road Less Traveled Theater on Main Street in downtown Buffalo.
All streets lead to McKinley Parkway.
For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.